special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Tonight, the crew takes on the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Charging Lewis, jumps, throws on the run. It's not in time. Brewers win.
With Lane Grindle.
Long run for Grisham. At the track. Gone. Rowdy Tellez, welcome back.
And Josh Mount.
This is way gone. We're tied. Tyrone Taylor.
Now, it's time for the On Deck Show. Built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a very warm day, Labor Day, in fact, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's the Brewers and the Pirates to open up a three-game series here at PNC Park. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you as we get the On Deck Show Built by Menards started up. Corbin Burnes, the Brewers ace, gets the ball here tonight. He's had great success against this Pirates lineup over the course of this season. And the Pirates will give the ball to right-hander Luis Ortiz here tonight. Brewers looking to continue their recent hot streak. Pirates playing good baseball coming into this series as well. We've got plenty more of the On Deck Show Built by Menards when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork River Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LBK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Dual Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Schwamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, schwamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Back with you on the On Deck Show Built by Menards. Brewers and Pirates opening up this three-game series. Brewers have been playing great baseball. Winners of two of three this weekend against the Phillies. But Josh, Pirates playing good baseball coming into this one as well. They lost yesterday, but they'd won six in a row prior to that.
Yeah, a really good road trip. They had a sweep in Kansas City. They won a series against the Cardinals. You give Derek Shelton's team a lot of credit because they have totally gone to the rookies, the young guys coming up looking at the future. And the future is looking pretty bright because they've got some good, young, talented players that are starting to pay dividends early in their careers at the major league level.
Yeah, I should correct myself. Five-game winning streak before the loss on Sunday to the Cardinals. But this is a team, as you said, a lot of young talent. They're starting to find some of those guys. They're going to be a part of that core for their next hopefully in the Pirates' case, winning ball club. And they can play the role of spoiler down here, down this stretch, even though their postseason chances are long out the window. But they're going to get a chance to impact this race a little bit, starting with this series against the Brewers. Brewers going to give the ball to Corbin Burnes, Josh, and he's had great numbers against the Pirates this year. He's only given up 3 hits and 2 starts against this lineup.
That's the one that sticks out at me. In 13 innings, 3 hits. And remember, the only time he pitched here against the Pirates this season, he took a no-hitter deep into that outing. Sawinski broke it up with 2 out in the 6th inning. So he almost had a very special afternoon all the way back on the 1st of July. Very good numbers this year and in his career against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Pirates this year against Corbin Burnes, 3 for 42 in 2 starts. He's been outstanding and looking for more of the same here tonight to try to get this series started off on the right foot for the Brewers. Cubs won earlier today, so the Cubs currently 3 games back of the Brewers in the NL Central race. When we come back, we'll chat with the manager, Craig Counsell. That's after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep.
Lanes Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman. Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madrid, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Menards, saving money in your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Right now, the Aneta Matte Black 52-inch LED indoor-outdoor ceiling fan is $139.95 after 11% rebate. View all of our ceiling fans in-store or on Menards.com. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings 4 flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with 0 carbs, 0 sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carb Bliss. Find your bliss.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Pirates getting set to open up this 3-game series here tonight at PNC Park. Brewers sending Corbin Burnes to the mound. It'll be Luis Ortiz for the Pirates, and we are joined by Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Craig, you take 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Phillies, and at any juncture in the season, that's a great formula, but it's a really good formula in the final month when you have a multiple game lead in the division, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if we always break the season down into, you know, compartments, whether it be series or road trips or, you know, time through the rotation. But 2 out of 3 against a good team, a team that's going to go to the playoffs is a good result. You know, we're going to play what if, you know, after the fact always, and know that we had a chance to win that game yesterday, but you know, they're trying to beat you to it. It reminded me a little bit of the Baltimore Orioles series where we had a lead in the last game against them, and you know, they kind of show their class, so to speak, as a team, meaning quality, by coming back on you and getting one from you. So, you know, it's tough to beat those teams 3 in a row, and they did a good job last night coming back against us.
There were a lot of positive things in that series, and one that might get overlooked a little bit is you got a couple of nice outings from Andrew Chafin in there, which could be a nice development for your bullpen to get another left-handed arm going.
Yeah, I would agree. Of one thing that we probably as a staff talked about afterwards, it was very nice to see Andrew throwing the ball well. You know, he got off to a slow start for whatever reason. You know, he basically had an 8-day break where he didn't pitch. Sometimes for these relievers, like, whether accidentally or on purpose, that happens, it's the best thing for these guys. And so the fact that he came out and had 2 good outings and good spots bodes well for us for sure, and that he can take some pressure off somebody and deliver an inning is going to be a big deal.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your country. 98Q Country.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263 or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Pirates, game one of this series. And Craig, Mark Canha just continues to do everything you could possibly ask out of him. He leads off yesterday, has another great day at the plate. He's really fit this roster really well and just helped this offense in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he's gotten into a place swinging the bat where he's just been such a tough out. That's what he's known for. And when he gets in his good stretches, he's just tough to keep off base. So he's doing a heck of a job of that right now. I've said this, and I think it's right. I mean, like, we're playing offense kind of in the mold of Mark Canha, yeah. How Mark Canha's at bats. Yeah. I don't think he deserves all the credit for that, but I don't think it's necessarily a coincidence that as he's gone well and our at bats have looked very similar to, you know, in these rallies that we're putting up four or five runs in some innings, that he's in the middle of a lot of them.
It would be fascinating to go back and look during this stretch of baseball, how many three ball counts that your offense has been able to get itself into. It's been a big number. And the result of that is elevated pitch counts for the starting pitcher, getting to the bullpen a little bit earlier, but also maybe a few extra mistakes in there when you're making the pitcher throw more pitches.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, the foul ball, which we've done a great job of too, of two strike foul balls, getting another pitch. Sometimes the foul ball is the pitcher's pitch, and that's the pitch you spoil. To get a pitch that you can do something with. And I think we've done an excellent job of that. Yesterday we didn't get the hit, unfortunately, but if you just do it enough, the odds are going to be on your side with that approach.
Ortiz gets the ball for Pittsburgh tonight. A guy that not a lot of track record on, but you have a little bit on him now.
Yeah, I mean, he's got good stuff for sure. I think, you know, our approach is that there's mistakes tonight. You're going to get mistakes, so it fits us a little bit. We can be patient throughout the at bat, knowing that we're going to get something to hit. He will throw his stuff, his quality, but there's mistakes there, you know, in the heart of the plate that hopefully we can wait out and wait till we get one.
All right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Counsell with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more when we return after this to PNC Park here in Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, at Schneider, it's all about staying busy and getting home in comfort. New and growing dedicated accounts will get you home on a schedule you can bank on And Schneider's new industry-leading trucks have top-of-the-line features that keep you safe and comfortable. Plus, when you're on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Choose a company that's invested in your safety and comfort. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on big pack snacks.
16-ounce bags of Bailey popcorn, $4.49, or 26-ounce bags of Chi-Chi's tortilla chips, for $3.79.
I can run the hot prices on big time snacks.
Popcorn, $4.49, tortilla chips, $3.79.
Boy, big time eating at a very small, everyday low price. Better
products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
Fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
One here on Labor Day Monday. The Brewers and Pirates opening up a three-game series from PNC Park. Continuing the on-deck show built by Menards. It's time for this date in baseball history. Some drink Wisconsinably brandy old-fashioned history. And on the 4th of September, 25 years ago, Garrett Mitchell was born. The Brewers center fielder was a September 4th birthday. We wish him a happy 25th. And by the way, that also will lead me into a little bit of news in our injury report in a moment. But happy birthday to Garrett. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new brandy old-fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is sold or served. Speaking of that injury report, which is, as always, brought to you by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We've got Garrett Mitchell seeing a doctor, Craig Council announced, in a couple of days. They may very well be able to get him into some minor league games on a rehab assignment before the minor league season comes to an end. There are 3 weeks remaining in AAA, and that is great news for Garrett. Also, Adrian Hauser threw a bullpen today, and all signs point to him having the minimum stay on the injured list. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a rookie who's made a huge difference all season long for the crew. Bryce Terang, the second baseman, talks playing September baseball when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Talking bacon with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
We're back here with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, you.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Is that short in terms of height or length?
The elves are spicing specialists, and it's all about the nose.
I'm quite macrosmatic myself, you know.
I do. Charismatic, too.
So I have a future in spicing?
Absolutely.
We welcome you back. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards in Pittsburgh before the Brewers and the Pirates open the series tonight. Our pregame guest is Bryce Terang, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes. This is a fun time of the year, and I wonder, Bryce, as you are now playing in these kind of playoff atmosphere-like baseball games in the month of September, how has it felt these last couple of weeks when you've gotten into this playoff race in your rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, it's good to be in this situation. Everybody wants to be in this situation. Playing for something, just keep pushing hard, and it's been fun.
As you look back at the last 5 months of your life, I remember the cold day in Chicago, your debut, you get a hit. From then till now, so much has happened. What's it been like as you take a 1,000-foot view of what this whole season has been like?
Yeah, man, a lot of highs and lows, and just trying to stay in the wave of just being consistent and not getting too high and not getting too low, and just learning. Learning was the biggest thing for me this year, is just understanding how things go and facing guys and playing every day and just understanding more of the game. But it's been great. It's been a blast, and I mean, it's just been great.
Would you have ever had a season in your life, either professional or before, where you learned more in a five-month stretch than you have this year?
You definitely learn, but you're learning to get here. And then when you're here, it's like, all right, now I need to learn, like, what this is about. So I would say, yeah, like, this is the most I've learned just in general, because you're at the top. This is it, you know. This is the best level. So there's a lot more to it, and just learning about it, learning your body and learning how you move and playing every day and just little things like that. Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot this year, and it's been really good.
Bryce Terang's our guest on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Pittsburgh. You know, the fact that you're in there every day, I mean, almost literally from the time you came back here a couple of months ago, it's been Bryce Terang playing second base day in and day out. The fact that your team and your manager has that confidence in you, what does that do for you personally to know that you've got that from them?
Yeah, I mean, it just, like I said, it's been great being able to have the opportunity, and you go out there and you try to prove yourself every day, and you try to help the team win as much as you can, and you just play hard and stay focused and just, yeah, like, just playing hard.
How are you feeling this time of year when you get into a last month of what's been a very long season?
I feel great. I feel really good. This is going to be a fun last month. Big push. And like I said before, like, you want to be in this situation where you're pushing for playoffs and you're competing in September. So it's been great. It's been fun. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Corbin Burnes gets the ball tonight. As we finish this out, I'm just curious, when you know you're going out there behind a guy like Corbin, what's it like as a defender to watch him pitch and then play defense behind a guy who's got stuff like that?
Yeah, it's fun. All of our pitching, like all of our pitchers, it's fun to play behind. I mean, these guys have been awesome all year, and watching Corbin and watching our starters go out there and compete every day is just, it's a blast, and then it helps us because we're locked in trying to help them. You know, they're trying to get out of there, and we're trying to get them out, and so we could go hit. And it's been awesome. It's been fun to watch and fun to play behind.
Well, you've helped him a lot, I know. Bryce, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it and wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Bryce Terang joining us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, I will get you tonight's starting lineups on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Labor Day baseball coming up from PNC in Pittsburgh. Brewers and Pirates getting set for game one of three here this week. Time to continue the on-deck show built by Menards with the lineups, and we'll tell you who's backing Corbin Burns tonight for the crew offensively. They're brought to you, as always, by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. After a very rare day off yesterday, Christian Yelich back in the leadoff spot, and he's in left field. William Contreras and his career-best 13-game hitting streak. He's batting second, and for the second game in a row, he gets to DH. And the man who began the year with the Pirates, Carlos Santana, returns to PNC Park. He is batting third, playing first base, and carrying a 12-game hitting streak. Sal Frelick back in there tonight as the center fielder. The rookie will clean up. Willie Adames again batting fifth. He is the shortstop. Mark Canha in right field is going to bat sixth. He's reached base in his last 15 consecutive games played. Victor Caratini's been Corbin Burns' personal catcher most of this season, and he's behind the dish again tonight, batting seventh. Our pregame guest, Bryce Terang, batting eighth. He'll play second base. And Andrew Monasterio rounds out the lineup again for Craig Counsell as the third baseman. They will all face the young right-hander Luis Ortiz. Meanwhile, as mentioned, Corbin Burns, who has pitched so well in a couple of starts against the Pirates earlier this season, gets this lineup for manager Derek Shelton. Key Brian Hayes is in the leadoff spot, and Key Brian is the third baseman. Brian Reynolds batting second. Reynolds is in left field, and he has always been a pest to the Brewers, it seems. He's hit three home runs this season against them. Andrew McCutchen, the designated hitter, 299 career home runs. He is batting third. Right fielder Connor Joe is in the cleanup spot, former Rocky, and then Jack Sawinski is batting fifth. Sawinski is playing center field. And you got a couple of rookies who are big prospects playing well for Pittsburgh. Andy Rodriguez, the young catcher, he hits sixth. Leover Peguero, the shortstop, is batting seventh. Former Cub Alfonso Rivas batting eighth. He is the first baseman. And then it's Ji-Won Bae, the young native of South Korea. Bae is the second baseman, and he rounds out the lineup against Corbin Burns. It'll be the Brewers and the Pirates just minutes away when we come back. You'll hear again from Lane Grindle as we continue the on-deck show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Why pay extra to ship and wait when you can pick it up for free today? At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we make it easy. Just do your shopping online from wherever you are at farmandfleet.com, and then you can use our fast and easy drive-through service to pick up your order. Just drive up and leave the rest to us. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. Shop online and drive through. More ways we make it easy for you. Find value
at The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Feeling. loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless, Hubie and Abraham, Carbless, handcrafted premium cocktails, NX Wealth Management, know the difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Game one of this three-game series, Brewers and Pirates, is just around the corner as we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Thank you for being with us from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. The Brewers and Pirates just moments away from first pitch. Craig Council and Derek Shelton, the managers, just completed the lineup card exchange at home plate. Before we get you the beginning of game one of the series, time to drive around the league and get you some out-of-town scores. Presented by Construction Business Group. They are Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Big game this afternoon at Wrigley went the way of the Cubs. A shutout over the San Francisco Giants and a pair of wild card hopefuls. 5-0 Cubs behind the terrific left-hander Justin Steele. How about the game for Steele? 8 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball. He struck out a career-high 12. And the time of game at Wrigley today in that 5-0 Cubbies win was 1 hour and 59 minutes. As Lane mentioned earlier, that brings the Cubs to within 3 games of the Crew in the Central Division. Coming into the day in the National League, get this, there was a 4-way tie for the final wild card spot. That is bunched up. Reds, Giants, Marlins, and Diamondbacks all tied for the third wild card. And the Reds are having a good go of it against
team leading the American League West, Seattle. It is 6-2. Cincinnati in the bottom of the eighth. The Reds have had all sorts of issues with their starting rotation. In fact, three of them are on the COVID injured list at the moment. They've used a bullpen game today, and they're leading the Mariners 6-2. Again, that game is in the bottom half of the eighth. We will keep you posted. Well, it is 24-year-old Luis Ortiz on the mound, beginning his warm-up tosses. We saw him once earlier this season, the crew did, back in Milwaukee on the 18th of June. And he was very good. Just one run in 4 2/3 innings pitched. He has just recently come back from AAA. So it is Ortiz versus Burns. Pair of right-handers to start the series here off the banks of the Allegheny River. To call the action for you, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Happy Labor Day to you and to all of our fine listeners here tonight. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Christian Yelich steps into the batter's box, and we are ready to get this one underway on this Monday night in Pittsburgh. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch at 7:35 Eastern Time. I should say 6:35 Eastern Time. 0-1 is sprayed foul and out of play down the left field line. It's nothing and two. Trying to get my time zones figured out, and I went one further east than you even can in the contiguous 48. Here's the 0-2 to Yelich, and he took high, one ball and two strikes. Warm one today in Pittsburgh, 86 degrees at first pitch. It was a lot warmer than that earlier this afternoon. Hopefully cooling off a little bit as this night continues along. 1-2, swing and a miss. Yelich strikes out, and that's how we begin this game. Quick trip around the bases presented by Quick Trip. Tonight's contestant is Jason Williams from Wauwatosa. If the Brewers score in the first inning, they will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. To enter C-Stores for details. Here's William Contreras and his career-high 13-game hitting streak. He takes down and away, and it's 1-0. Contreras hitting .282, 15 home runs, and he has driven in 66 on the season, hitting in that two spot for the crew. And a check swing foul up the first base line, and it's one ball and one strike on William. Contreras went 5-for-14 with a home run in that Philadelphia series. Broke his bat on that check swing, so he gets a new piece of lumber from the bat boy. And climbs back into the batter's box here. Ortiz making his 12th start of the year. His 14th appearance overall in the big leagues. 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. You heard Craig Counsell talking about Ortiz. He's got really good stuff. Sinker, that time at 96 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch. And Contreras lifts one high in the air into shallow right field. Racing in is Connor Joe. Out goes Jiwon Bae, and it'll be Bae, the second baseman, to make the catch in shallow right. And there's two away now here in the Brewers' half of the first inning for Carlos Santana. Pirates defensively, Reynolds, Sawinski, Joe left to right in the outfield. Key Brian Hayes at third base. Leover Peguero is the shortstop. Jiwon Bae, we just told you about him. He's at second base. Alfonso Rivas, the former Cub, is at first. First pitch to Santana, who has a 12-game hitting streak, and it missed inside. It's 1-0. And Andy Rodriguez does the catching tonight for the Pirates. Ortiz brings home the 1-0 to Santana. That is a strike on the inside edge, and it's 1-1. Santana played in this series when the Brewers and Pirates played earlier this season here in Pittsburgh. 1-1 is fouled back and into the net. It's one ball and two strikes. And Santana hit a walk-off home run in that series, but it wasn't for the Brewers. It was when he was with the Pirates. That was on June 30th, the Friday night series opener. And the Brewers came back and won the next two games in that series. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Santana rolls one foul up the first baseline. Count stays at 1-2 on Carlos, hitting .234 on the year, 19 home runs, and 70 driven in for the Brewers' first baseman. Peguero playing right back up the middle at short. 1-2. And Santana took outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes playing basically where a shortstop would play as the Pirates' third baseman. You can't shift anymore per se, but you can sure make it look like one. 2-2 missed down and away, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pirates in their home whites. Brewers with their road navy tops and the gray pants. Ortiz working out of the windup here, and the 3-2 pitch to Santana, and he fouls that one off of his foot. It rolls out towards first base, and the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes on Santana. 7 home runs for Carlos in a Brewers uniform. Takes a little bit of time before he gets back into the box here. Ortiz. The 3-2 delivery, and Santana took a called third strike on a slider that caught the low inside corner for strike three. Couple of strikeouts for young Ortiz in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of one. Brewers nothing, and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Action Floors, family-owned and operated in Mercer. A national and global exporter is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, this here's the big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, gonna wheel her into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten Fall, Big G. This here prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time, just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Corbin Burns is out there to make his 28th start of the 2023 season. First pitch swinging for Key Brian Hayes and a bouncer to second base. Terang's up with it, throws to first, and one pitch and one out for Corbin Burns here in the bottom of the first inning. Brewers unable to get anything going in the top of the first. They were retired in order by Luis Ortiz. And now Burns with one quick out as Brian Reynolds comes to the plate for Pittsburgh. Burns 9-7, 3.55 ERA on the year. And Corbin's first pitch to Reynolds is in there for a strike with a cut fastball, and it's 0-1. Reynolds hitting .264 on the season. He's hit 19 home runs. As Burns' 0-1 pitch is a little bit low and away. That was another cutter. It's 1-1. 67 driven in on the season for Reynolds, who is 5-for-23 lifetime against this Brewers ace. Burns' 1-1 pitch. Ground ball behind the bag at first, fielded by Santana. He'll run to the bag and retire Reynolds, and it is two very quick outs for Burns to start up this outing here tonight. Two down for Andrew McCutchen, longtime Pirate. A few stops in between his two stints in Pittsburgh. His latest one with the Milwaukee Brewers a season ago, and he gets a nice ovation as he comes to the plate here for his first at-bat of the evening. Burns' first pitch to him. He is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. A one pitch and missed a little bit outside with that cut fastball. It's 1-1. McCutchen with 12 home runs on the season. He is sitting on 299 for his career. Burns 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went after a slider that time and a very good slider from Burns. It's 1-2. McCutchen hitting 253 in his first season back with the Pirates. 1-2 pitch. Rolled foul up the third baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. 42 driven in for the Pirates' designated hitter. He has been a great influence on these young Pirates players in that clubhouse over the course of this season. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside with a cutter. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of cutters from Corbin Burns. You know that's the case. That is his bread and butter. And that's what we've seen the most of again here tonight so far in this start. 2-2s rolled foul at the third baseline. That was another cutter. And it stays at 2-2. And he has had great success against this Pirates lineup. And there's a great explanation as to why. The Pirates are 28th out of 30 in batting average against cutters this season. So it's not a surprise that Burns has had success against this lineup. 2-2 pitch. And he missed down and away with a slider. And the count is now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the veteran Andrew McCutchen. Crowd making some noise. 12th pitch of this inning from Burns. And it is a fly ball into center. Very playable for Sal Frelick. Moving in to his right. Underneath of it makes the catch. And the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Corbin Burns. Here in the bottom of the first, we go to the second, no score. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
More and more people are talking about shopping local and supporting small businesses. Here's a great way to do that while filling up at the gas pump. Choose Unleaded 88. It's made from corn grown by Wisconsin farmers. Unleaded 88 is also clean, safe for your car, and much more affordable. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump. Choose Unleaded 88. And know that you're helping your car, the environment, and Wisconsin farmers. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Upgrade your home with quality appliances including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Get a stainless steel, fingerprint-resistant dishwasher, refrigerator, microwave, and electric range with the Whirlpool Appliance Suite. And save over $1,800 after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
No score as we go to the second inning here in Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick set to lead things off for the crew against Luis Ortiz. 16 pitches in that first inning for Ortiz against this Brewers lineup. And Frelick swings on the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-1. Sal hitting 230, three home runs, 19 driven in. Went 0-for-7 against Philadelphia in that weekend series. Back in Milwaukee, the 0-1 to Sal. And he checked his swing on a pitch down low with a slider, and it's 1-1. Frelick, and then Adames, and then the red-hot Mark Canna scheduled to hit here in the second. 1-1 pitch, and Frelick took a strike at the knees, and it's 1-2. Brewers and Pirates for the final time this year. 1-2, bounced in the dirt, 2 balls and 2 strikes. At least this weekend, the final time, not tonight. They'll play 2 more times. And I shouldn't say weekend. I'm losing track of days because of, again, Labor Day. This week, final time these two teams will play for the season. Here's the 2-2 to Frelick. Missed outside, and he's worked the count full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So, at the conclusion of Wednesday's game, Brewers will be done with the Reds, who they've been done with for quite a while, and the Pirates. They'll only have the Cardinals and Cubs left in the division. Ortiz looks in. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Frelick, and a swing and a foul at the plate. Got a piece of the catcher, Rodriguez. And we'll do it again at 3-2.
They get a lot of the Cardinals here in the final month.
A lot of the Cardinals, Josh. 7 more with the Cardinals before it's all said and done. And then, of course, 3 big ones with the Cubs to finish up the season. That's how the regular season ends. Cardinals and Cubs in Milwaukee. Ortiz 3-2 pitch, and Frelick took outside. He worked the walk. What a great at-bat from Sal Frelick to start up this second inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And that at-bat right there is the at-bat that Craig Counsell and I were talking about on the pregame show today that we're seeing so much of from this team right now. Lengthy at-bats, a lot of 3-ball counts, and finding your way on base. And that's what Sal Frelick just did. Here's Adames, and the first pitch to him is over but low. And it's 1-0. And I thought it was interesting that Craig Counsell, he didn't want to give all the credit of that trend within the lineup to Mark Canna, but that it almost reflects and mirrors a typical Mark Canna at bat. 1-0 pitch, missed down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Canna, of course, is in the on-deck circle right now, but I thought that was an interesting comparison because it really is pretty true. It is almost like it has gotten contagious throughout this lineup that guys are being a little bit more selective, working counts, and then doing damage when they're getting a mistake at a higher clip. 2-0 pitch. Way inside, it goes to 3-0 on Willie. And it is not a coincidence that this team is in their best offensive stretch of baseball since that started happening. Ortiz looks over his shoulder at Frelick. And now the 3-0 pitch. Way outside, it's a 4-pitch walk to Willie Adames. So back-to-back walks to start up this inning issued by Ortiz. And Rodriguez is going to come out and chat with him here. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And what a great start to this top of the second for the Crew.
You know, you talk about what Mark Canna has done for this offense. That is exactly what you'd hope when you go trade for a veteran at the deadline. Not only is he going to make an impact on the offense, but he's going to make an impact on everybody else around him. Best case scenario.
Josh, I don't think you can say enough about what Santana and Canna have brought to the table. Those two trades have worked out beautifully for this team. Santana has 7 home runs. He's got a 12-game hitting streak. He's played great defense. And Canna has been an absolute, almost impossible out at times. He gives you quality AB after quality AB. Pitch misses low, and it's 1-0 to Canna. He went 5-for-10 in that series against Philadelphia. He's got a 15-game on-base streak. Average up to 259 with 9 home runs and 46 driven in on the year. Ortiz looks back at second. And a 1-0 pitch. And Canna took a breaking ball for his strike. That was the slider. And it's 1-1. He is in one of those grooves where you just assume he's going to deliver in big moments right now. The confidence you have when Mark Canna comes to the plate is really incredible. A warning given to Ortiz to make sure that Canna's eyes are up before he comes set. One ball and one strike on the Brewers right fielder. Long hold. Five on the pitch clock, still holding. And the 1-1 hit him. Missed with a slider in, and Canna barely had to do anything. He just stood there, turned a little bit, and now the bases are loaded for the Brewers. What a great start to this inning for the crew. Oscar Marine, the pitching coach of the Pirates, is on his way out there to chat with Ortiz. But now the bases are loaded for Victor Caratini. Well, nothing beats the heat. And boy, today was hot back home. It was hot here in Pittsburgh as well. Great day for cold, creamy Cedar Crest ice cream. Perfect on a hot day like today. Also, the perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat. And I know you were grilling up the brats on Labor Day today. Fresh from Wisconsin, Usinger's and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's best. So the conference on the mound is over. You've had a mound visit from Rodriguez, the catcher. Now you've had a mound visit from the pitching coach, Oscar Marine. And Ortiz, who had that 1-2-3 first inning, has thrown 14 pitches and loaded the bases here in this second inning. And now the Brewers, who have done a really good job with runners in scoring position over the last month or so, have Victor Caratini at the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out. Ortiz first pitch, and Victor, a high fly ball, right field. This is playable for Joe underneath it, makes the catch. Deep enough, though, to get the run home. Frelick tags from third. He will score. On his way to third goes Adames. Brewers have a 1-0 lead on the sack fly off the bat of Victor Caratini. And they still have runners on the corners in one away for Bryce Terang. So a really nice job of Victor Caratini getting an elevated fastball and saying, hey, I can do something with that. And lifting it into right field to drive in his 20th of the season.